بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم نحمده و نصلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد الحمدللہ today is the 23rd of April in the year 2021 and الحمدللہ we've already moved into the second third of the holy month of Ramadan today being the 11th and I've reached verse 49 of Surah Nisa. So inshallah today going through up to and including verse 53. So verse 49. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Have you not turned your vision to those who claim sanctity for themselves? Nay, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does sanctify whomever He pleases. But never will they fail to receive justice to the extent of a Fatila. So in this holy verse, Allah the Almighty and Glorious is mentioning, look at those who say that they are the pure ones. And then He says, Balillah, they are not. So who's being referred to? In Ibn Jarir and Ibn Kathir in their tafsirs, Hasan al-Basri Qatada, rahmatullah alayhi, they both said, this verse, they recited the verse, was revealed about the Jews and the Christians. When they said, we are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's children and His beloved ones. So to this very day they say this. The Jews say we are the chosen ones. Christians say we are the children of God. Allah ta'ala says, Balillah. So when Allah ta'ala says something, we know that is a certainty. So why or where do they say this? You have to turn to another verse. In Surah 5 verse 18. In Surah Maida verse 18. It mentions there clearly. So the verse reads, the Jews and the Christians, they say, we are the children or the sons of Allah and His beloved ones. Say to them, why then does He punish you for your sins? Nay, you are but men of the men He has created. He forgives whom He pleases, He punishes whom He pleases. And to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth and all that is between. And unto Him is the final goal. Now, why was this verse revealed? There's another report. So the hadith is recorded in Ibn Hisham in his Seerah, page 306 of the New English Translation, Ibn Ishaq, Fath al-Qadir, Tafsir Khazin, Tabri in his Tafsir. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once went to Nu'man ibn Ada, Bahra ibn Amr, and Shash ibn Adi, three Jews. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to these three Jews, they were rabbis. He invited them to Islam and warned them of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They responded, what are you frightening us about, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We are the sons of Allah and His beloved ones. This claim was similar to the ones that the Christians made. Upon which Allah the Almighty revealed this verse. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَ نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاؤُهُ قُلْ فَلِمَا يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ. The Jews and Christians say, we are the sons of Allah, His beloved. Say, why then does He punish you for your sins? No, but you are men of the men He has created. He forgives whom He pleases and punishes whom He pleases. So this is part of the report. But if you look at the report, it mentions the Christians made a similar claim. Where did they make this? You turn to another passage. In Surah Baqarah, Surah 2, verse 113. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there, the Jews say the Christians have nothing to stand on. And the Christians say the Jews have nothing to stand on. Yet they possess the book. So here, why was this verse revealed? In Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Abi Hatim, Ibn Kathir's Tafsir, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, a delegation of the Christians of Najran came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Jewish rabbis also came and they began arguing amongst themselves before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rafi ibn Huraymiyah, the rabbi, he said, you don't follow anything. And he reiterated his unbelief in Jesus and the Bible alayhi salatu wa sallam. Then a Christian man from amongst the Najran delegation said in anger to the Jews, rather you don't follow anything. And he rejected Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's prophethood and his disbelief in the Torah. Thus, Allah the Almighty revealed this verse, Surah 2, verse 113. So now what's shocking? They both follow the same book to this day. The Christians, they follow the New Testament, Bible, and the Jews follow the Old Testament. So if you've got the same book, what is going on? Right? Imagine somebody goes, yeah, we follow this book. And you're calling, so Allah Ta'ala says, this is nothing but falsehoods coming out of your mouth. So Allah Ta'ala mentions here that they say, we are beloved, we are the chosen ones. And this is a falsehood, Allah Ta'ala says, you're just men. And what does criteria does he make that he loves you? He won't punish you. He says in the Quran, why then does he punish you for your sins? If he doesn't punish you for your sins, he loves you. The prophets, they protected. The greatest in terms of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This report, now going back to the verse, continues. Sa'ad ibn Ubadah, Mu'ad ibn Jabal, and Uqba ibn Wahb, radiyallahu ta'ala, they said to the Jews, O Jews, fear Allah. For by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you indeed know that he is Rasulullah. You used to remind us about him before he was sent. And you used to describe him with his description. Rafi ibn Huraymala and Wahab ibn Yahuda, they replied, we never said that to you. And Allah the Almighty never revealed the book after the time of Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, nor did he send the bearer of glad tidings or a warner after him. Allah Ta'ala then revealed verse 19 of Surah Maidah. O people of the book, now has come to you making things clear, our messenger, after the break in the line of messengers, lest you should say, they came to us no bringer of glad tidings and no warner to the end of the verse. So what happened? When Rasulullah invited the rabbis to Islam, he goes, we are the children, we are the chosen ones, we are beloved. Allah Ta'ala then revealed verse 18. Say, you're not. But then the Sahaba got involved. He goes to the Jews. He goes, you told us about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now you're rejecting him. He goes, no, we never talked to you. And we don't believe in anything after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala then revealed this verse. So why have I mentioned this? Because if you turn back to the verse we're going through, what does Allah Ta'ala say? Verse 49 in Surah Nisa. Look at the same words. What did I mention in the previous sessions? Alam tara ila alladhina. Have you seen those? He's using the same expression. Look at these people. They claim to be sanctified, because we are sanctified. Nay, but Allah Ta'ala sanctifies whom He pleases. But never will they fail to receive justice to the extent of a fatila. So at the end of the verse, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? In fact, there's another report. Let me just mention this. So this is recorded in Ibn Abi Hatim. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, the Jews used to make their young boys lead them in prayer, and their sacrifices they used to offer, all the while claiming they are sinless. It is for this act that Allah Ta'ala revealed this verse, i.e. verse 49. Have you seen those who claim to sanctify themselves? Look at the sickness of the Yahudis. They knew that they've committed massive sins. So what did they do? They put their children to lead them in prayer. He goes, sinless ones. He goes, God will definitely answer it. And sacrifice, sinless ones will do it. So Allah Ta'ala says, no, not sinless. Right? So note, they're twisting words. They're trying to get around the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was something else they'd imagine. Why are you making a youngster lead you in prayer? Oh, they're sinless. God will never turn him away. Correct. But you're still responsible. How is that going to protect you? And similarly with their sacrifice. Astaghfirullah. Now at the end of the verse, verse 49, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. They will not fail to receive justice to a fatil. What's a fatil? In Ibn Jarir, Ibn Kathir's tafsir, Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said, fatil means the scaleless thread in the long slit of the date stone. Every single date stone, you see a thread in it. That is fatil. So Allah Ta'ala says at the end of this verse, I will not be unjust to them even that much. Meaning, look what they're saying. They're saying that we are the chosen ones, we are the beloved of God. Allah Ta'ala goes, you're lying. But I'm not going to be unjust. You will get your just deserts. Fatila. And what's interesting, just a few verses later, in verse 53, Allah Ta'ala says, Naqira. What does Naqira mean? Ibn Abbas said, Naqir means the speck, the dot on the back of a dead stone. So why is Allah Ta'ala talking about dead stones? Because Arabs. He's using things that they understand. We are Arabs. So Allah Ta'ala is using phrases that they know. Fatila and Naqira. Verse 50. Behold how they invent a lie against Allah. That by itself is a manifest sin. Now think about this. Our belief is consistent. Our belief is the Prophet ﷺ always came with Tawheed. They always said, Allah Ta'ala is one and we are the Prophet of God. Follow our commands. Starting with Adam ﷺ all the way to the Prophet ﷺ. The Christians, they break that sacred pattern. He goes, yes, they came with that. But when Christ came, he goes, no, there's a new kalima. I'm God, or the Son of God. So our response to that is, why didn't the previous prophets talk about that? Why have you suddenly changed the formula? So Allah Ta'ala says, they're inventing lies. How about me? Jews. What's their lie? They made it into a blood thing. Yeah. But we're still children of prophets. God loves us, no matter what we do. So they made it into a blood thing. The Christians made it into a blood spilling thing. So we say, what do we say? We say, no, it never changed. You have changed. You've lied about God. And that in itself shows that your religion is false. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala mentions this clearly in verse 50. He goes, look how they invent lies against Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verse 51. The next 3, 4, 5 verses will reveal you to an incident. But I'll read the first verse. Have you not turned your vision? Not again. He says it again. Alam tara ila alladhina. He goes, look at them. Look, how many times does he say that? Go to the previous verses. Verse 44, he says it. Now he says it in verse 49. Then he says it in verse 51. So Allah Ta'ala is telling you again, look at these people. Have you seen those who were given a portion of the book? They believe in Jibbat and Tahut. And they say to the unbelievers, you are better guided than the believers. Verse 52. There are men whom Allah Ta'ala has cursed. And those whom Allah Ta'ala has cursed, you will find nobody to help. Verse 53. Have they a share in the dominion or power? Behold, they give not a naqir to their fellow men. So now, why was this revealed? There's a few reports. So this narration is recorded in Ibn Hisham in his Seerah, page 449-50 of the New English Translation, Ibn Ishaq, Ar-Rawd al-Ulf 2-420, Uyun al-Athar 2-33, Bayhaqi in his Dalail al-Nubu'ah, number 1293, Tafsir Tabari 8-470, Tafsir Ibn Kathir. Ibn Ishaq, he relates, amongst some Jews, including, and he mentioned 4 Jews, Salam ibn Abul al-Hukayk ibn Akhtab, Kenana ibn Abdul al-Hukayk of Banu al-Nadir, Huwatha ibn Qais and Abu Ammar of Wa'il, don't worry about the names, 4 cursed Jews, amongst others. They came and traveled to Makkah and spoke with the Quraysh. It was these Jews who worked hard to form an alliance against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they met the Quraysh elders, they called them, let us all join to fight against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said to them, we will join forces with you until we exterminate him and his followers. The Quraysh then asked them, O Jews, you are the people of the first scripture. You know issues over which we differ with Muhammad. We ask you one question. Which religion is better, ours or his? The Jewish elders answered, your religion is better. You are closer to the truth. Because of this, Allah Ta'ala revealed verse 51 to 55. So this is one report. So what did they do? The shaitans. They wanted to destroy Islam. But they're cowards. They can't fight. So they went to the Quraysh. They goes, look, we've got all the tribes uniting. We want you to join. We will go in one wave to wipe out Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abu Sufyan was the chief radiallahu anhu. He's only got one question. Whose religion is better? You're the people of scripture. So you would have expected them to say, despite their hatred for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, well, with all respect to your Muhammad's more correct. They didn't say it. Because idol worshippers. So flip the coin. Let's say somebody came to us. He goes, no, we know you got problems with Jews. But these idol worshippers or Jews who are closer to you. So even though we know you got problems with the misguided Jews, we will still say, look, the Jews are closer to us. They believe in one God. They've got prophets. They've got scripture. We would never say idol worshippers. They didn't say that. Right? So Allah Ta'ala revealed these verses. Meaning, look at them. Look how they reacted. There's a report which explains details. What did they say? Now think about this. In Ruh al-Ma'ani Ibn Ishaq Marif al-Quran, this Abu Sufyan, he said to them, he goes, if you prostrate to our two idols, then we know you're telling the truth. So Ka'ab said, he looked at the other Jews, he goes, 30 from ours, 30 from yours, we will go to the Kaaba. So they went, first they prostrated to the idols, then they goes, let us now touch the black stone to vow to destroy Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they took an oath. Abu Sufyan then looked at them in amazement, the report says. Like that. In other words, he was thinking, he's not a fool, Abu Sufyan. He goes, is this how much they hate our cousin? Right? So note, look at the kufr they were committing. They were prostrating to idols. Would we ever prostrate to idols? If you know that you're going to fight the messenger of God, would you put your hand on the black stone to take an oath? Look what they're doing, right? So Allah Ta'ala goes, look at them. So Allah Ta'ala reveals these verses saying, this is their state, the state that they were in. Also, that wasn't enough. There's another report. So this is recorded in Ahmad, number 24,030, Hakim in his Mustadrak, number 5,756, Tabarani in his Kabir, Ibn Hibban in his Sahih, number 7,162. Auf ibn Malik, radiallahu, he said, I once walked with Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we entered the synagogue of the Jews in Medina. I think about that, it was a synagogue in Medina. Right? Baytul Midras. So the Prophet enters, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was their feast day. And they were very unhappy that he arrived on that day, so he'll eat for them. So the Prophet entered on their eat day, and they hated it. Rasulullah then said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O assembly of Jews, show me just 12 men of yours who will testify, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And I swear to God that the curse will be lifted from you. And his wrath will also depart. Look at the bargaining the Prophet gave them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does the Quran say? They've earned the wrath of Allah. They're under the wrath, constant wrath. Look at all the zulm they commit, kill prophets and God knows whatever things. Rasulullah in his rahmah, imagine. He goes to them, he goes, just 12 of you, testify. And I will give my word, you got a clean slate. They all remain silent. They looked at each other. He repeated his words a second time. He goes, just 12 of you. Silence. He repeated it a third time. No response. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you refuse. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am al-hashir. I am the gatherer. I am al-aqib. I am the successor. I am al-muqaffi. I am the follower. Whether you believe it or deny it. Then he turned away and he started heading towards the exit. But one of the Jews behind him said, stop where you are, O Muhammad. The Jew then turned to the other Jews and he said, what do you think of me? They answered, we know not of a man better versed in the book of God, nor more learned than you, and your father before you and your grandfather before you. So that man told the Prophet to stop first, this Jew. Then he turned to the rabbis. He goes, what do you think of me? He goes, you are a great one. Son of a great grandfather was great as well. And then he said, I testify he is Rasulullah that you have found in the Torah. Then they looked at each other. Another silence. They then said, you liar. And they said evil things to him. He goes, we always knew you was an evil person. Came from an evil family. Rasulullah then responded, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rather, you have lied. It is unacceptable. You praised him, now you belie him. This is unacceptable. Then Rasulullah Auf and Abdullah ibn Salam left. Then Allah the Almighty revealed a verse. Surah 46 verse 10. And the translation is, have you considered if this is from God and you don't believe in it, and a witness from the Bani Israel bears witness to its like and believes, and you are proud? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide the people who are wrongdoers. So Allah ta'ala praise Abdullah ibn Salam. Now think about that. They're not all evil. He was hoping they'd talk. They wouldn't talk. And as Rasulullah was walking away, he broke cover. He goes, what do you think of me? And then he told them, he goes, you know. Now what's interesting, the Prophet mentioned a number. 12. The Prophet in another report, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muslim, because if 12 Jews, one report says 11. If 12 of these rabbis embrace Islam, the whole of the Jews would embrace Islam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam squarely put the blame on the hierarchy. It's not the masses. He goes, they are hiding the truth. And these shaitans. And question, is this the case now? And the answer is obvious. The higher up you go, they've got the truth. But we got interesting reports. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the city of Constantinople will fall. And Rome will fall. So one of the Tabi'een asked Abdullah ibn Amr, which city first? And Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu said, Constantinople, then Rome. This is in Ahmad. Constantinople fall 800 years after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now it's Istanbul. Has Rome fell? No. So now question, that's going to happen. What do we know about Rome? It's the seat of the Vatican. So if it's the seat of the Vatican, maybe there's a couple of noble people amongst them. And they break rank. They go, we know Islam is the truth. How long are we going to hold this back? Maybe they come out, revolution occurs. And everybody then embraces Islam. Rome becomes a Muslim city. Imagine, maybe that's one of the ways. But of course, the other possibility is that it will be jihad. So here, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Look at the verse 51. They believe in Jibbat and Tahut. What is Jibbat and Tahut? So these Jews, they believe in Jibbat and Tahut. There's quite a few meanings. But they all have similar. The first, in Bukhari, in Ta'liq form, Fattal Bari 8-252, Qawi Tabari in his tafsir, Ibn Kathir's tafsir. Umar radiallahu anhu said, Jibbat is sorcery. Tahut is shaitan. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجِبْتِ وَالْتَاهُوتِ. They believe in Jibt. Jibt is sorcery. Look at the sickness of these people. Deny Rasulullah, but witchcraft 100%. This is why to this very day, Karbala, not Karbala, Kabbalah. Right? That's one of the Jewish sects. They're into witchcraft. They believe in that to this day. This is one of the forces of God we're using to get around the evil. And what's Tahut? Shaitan. They believe in Shaitan. Umar said, radiallahu. Another meaning, Abu Nasr Ismail ibn Hamad al-Jawhari, the renowned scholar in his book As-Sihha, he said, Jibt means idols, soothsayers and sorcerers. They believe in idols, fortune tellers and soothsayers. This is in Ibn Abi Hatim ibn Kathir's tafsir. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu said, Tahut are soothsayers upon whom the shaitan descend. They use the jinn, the qareen to get the knowledge. They're using witchcraft. Mujahid said Tahut is a shaitan in the shape of a human, and they refer to him for judgment, human shaitans. So Tahut means, according to Mujahid, a human shaitan. This is in Ibn Jarir Ibn Kathir's tafsir. Imam Malik said Tahut is every object that is worshipped instead of Allah the Exalted. So let's put all this together. What is Jibbat and Tahut? Jibbat is sorcery, idols and soothsayers. Did the Jews believe in all that? Yes, they prostrated to the idols. We've just mentioned the report. Soothsayers, left, right and center, they're using the shayateen. Sorcery, they believe in Jibbat. What's Tahut? Shaitan, soothsayers, shaitan amongst human beings, every object worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala just describes them in two words. They believe in Jibbat and Tahut. And again, Alhamdulillah, we are preserved from this because of the deen. Hafiz ibn Jadir, he added something here in his tafsir, 8-465. He said, Jibbat and Tahut they believe in two gods other than Allah, which they worship. Why? Because Jibrut and Tahut are two names for everything that is venerated and worshipped or obeyed or submitted instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regardless of what that venerated thing is, whether it is a stone, a person, or a devil. So I'll say that again. So what did Hafiz ibn Jarir say? It's two gods they worship. It's the name of everything that you worship, venerate, obey instead of Allah. Whether it is a stone, whether it is a person, or whether it is a shaitan. That incorporates all the meanings, right? That incorporates all the meanings which are mentioned here. And Ibn Jarir said this is the understanding of this verse. So if you turn now to the translation, verse 51. Have you not turned your vision to those who were given a portion of the book? They believe in Jibrut and Tahut. They say to the unbelievers, you are better guided than the believers. Verse 52. They are men whom Allah Ta'ala has cursed. And those whom Allah Ta'ala has cursed, you will find nobody to help. Verse 53. Have they a share in dominion or power? Behold, they give not a naqeer to their fellow men. So what does this last verse refer to? So Allah Ta'ala is saying it's envy. The prophethood was taken away from the Jews, given to the Arabs. Envy. But Allah Ta'ala then says, have they got any share of power? Then he says, have you not noticed they only give a nakir to their fellow men? What's a nakir? Ibn Abbas said, nakir is the speck on the back of a date stone. They're miserly. And that's why the famous phrase, as miserly as a Jew. Right? So this is another trait which Allah Ta'ala mentions about them. Because do you expect these people to be guiding mankind? Who are so miserly amongst each other? Subhanallah. So note, verses after verses exposing the Bani Israel. Why is Allah Ta'ala exposing them? Because of the harms they cause. And to this very day, we don't have to look very far to know where the harm is coming from. Subhanallah. So I'll recite the verses and we will conclude. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم انظر كيف يفترون على الله الكذب وكفى به إثما مبينا سوري ألم تر إلى الذين يزكون أنفسهم بل الله يزكي من يشاء ولا يظلمون فتيلا انظر كيف يفترون على الله الكذب وكفى به إثما مبينا ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يؤمنون بالجبت والطاغوت ويقولون للذين كفروا هؤلاء أحدى من الذين آمنوا سبيلا أولئك الذين لعنهم الله وَمَنْ يَلْعَنِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ نَصِيرًا أَمْ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُلْكِ فَإِذَا لَا يُؤْتُونَ النَّاسَ نَقِيرًا We pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu that He makes the Qur'an the Rabi of our hearts. And I pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu that He forgives me for any errors which I may have inadvertently uttered. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin bismillahir rahmanir rahim wal asr innal insana lafi khusr alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat wa wasabil haqq wa wasabil sabr